and let's ride, let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Hello everyone. How are we doing today? This is the amazing Dempsey. I'm here with the other amazing Kaya, and today we will talk about electric vehicles and their impact on the environment. We'll be talking about the advantages and the disadvantages of electric vehicles, and after that, we will explore the alternatives to them. First on the list of advantages of electric cars, we have their environmental impact. Electric cars produce zero palpable emissions, which helps to reduce air pollution and greenhouse gas emissions. This is a major benefit for both the environment and public health.
Yes, no one likes it when a gasoline car drives past and all the emissions fly into your face.
Ew, period.
One of my favorite advantages of e-cars is that they have a smoother ride compared to gas cars, thanks to their electric motors. This is because electric motors do not produce the same level of vibration as gasoline engines.
I was literally in an Uber last week and the car was shaking. Mm-hmm. It was so uncomfortable. So the smooth ride definitely is an advantage.
Yeah.
My favorite advantage is for our holiday lovers that would rather drive everywhere. Electric cars are much more efficient than gasoline powered cars in converting energy into power. This means that they can go farther on a single charge than a gasoline-powered car can on a gallon of gasoline.
Yup, we love to keep driving without having to stop for gas. And then when it comes to speed, we love a car that doesn't take forever to take off. Electric cars can accelerate much faster than gasoline-powered cars thanks to their instant torque. Electric motors produce their maximum torque at 0 RPM, while gasoline engines take time. This gives electric cars a significant power advantage off the line.
Okay, vroom vroom.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, electric cars offer a number of advantages over gasoline-powered cars. They are environmentally friendly, quieter, lower maintenance, faster, smoother, and way more efficient.
Plus, who doesn't love a good road trip? I for sure do. Blast the music and drive.
Oh.
Even though that there are undeniable advantages to e-cars, there's also some disadvantages too that we should take into account. Did you know that electric cars are not as sustainable as the automobile lobby claims to be?
They're lying to us?
Yes! In order to be less environmentally harmful, the electricity for e-cars has to come from clean and sustainable energy. And for that, we have to use sources such as wind energy. But if we look at our current sources of energy, we still heavily rely on fossil fuels.
And that brings me to the point about the batteries of e-cars, where their production is connected to human rights violations because of the harm of the chemicals that are used in the batteries, such as lithium and cobalt. They often come from unsustainable and unethical sources which damage the environment, but also are often connected to child labor and modern slavery.
Some world we live in.
And guess how many percent of the carbon dioxide emissions car transportation makes up in the EU?
I suppose not much, honestly.
You're wrong.
Oh.
It's about 12%, and that's not a little. So, we should target this form of mobility more specifically to be able to fight climate change.
But don't you think it's better to invest in better green and reliable public transport instead?
That would be an option, especially in the cities. It reduces the emission from traveling, and it would also help a different urban planning, which would include less routes in the city, and it would lead to more green spaces, from which both people and animals would benefit.
And I suppose the air quality in cities would benefit from it heavily as well. And we really need it here in Prague. Plus, e-cars are not very accessible either. For people in the countryside, it is not a good alternative because of the lack of charging stations. E-cars are often also a problem with people with a lower budget, which then turns into a class issue, where e-cars become more of a symbol of class rather than of sustainability.
Mm-hmm, facts. So considering that, what we mentioned in this part, we should probably consider other alternatives to e-cars.
As previously mentioned, there are strong human rights and environmental downsides about electric cars, so we must find alternatives. But at the end of the day, e-cars are no better ethically and environmentally than gas cars, so we must find alternatives to cars in general. And three types of actors must take the responsibility for lowering of the use of cars. It's the individuals, the companies, and the states.
Do you ever think, I should start exercising more often?
Yes.
Well, you should bike to school.
Oh.
Instead of driving a car, the Netherlands is literally amazing for this. At a company's level, remote working should also be encouraged since it leads to less driving.
Oh, I sometimes love working from home. It's so comfy.
Same. I can work and spend all day with my dog. It's a win-win.
Remote working, indeed, is good to reduce pollution, as we saw during the COVID crisis. We can therefore see that the remote working has a positive impact on the environment.
States really need to do the most work. They have to make sure that they invest in green, reliable public transport, and people will follow it. It will have a positive impact on the environment, and it might compensate for the future costs caused by climate change.
States and cities should also construct more bike paths that would make it easier for bikers to commute, and it will motivate the others if they see that it is safe. That's also something that we really need here in Prague.
I completely agree. Anyways, our time is up. In short, we need to come up with a future that is not car-centric. We hope that we've provided you with good information on e-vehicles. Dempsey and Kaya, out!